Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 16, verse 11 through Genesis 17, verse 11. Go ahead, God. Say covenant one more time. I double dog dare ya.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. And we last left off at 17:11, as I recall, and that recap was awesome, by the way, Connie.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Let's see, 17:12. We're going to just jump right into it because we're like, oh, it's been a long day reading the Bible.
We do it so you don't have to.
Yes. Actually, we're actually studying it so you don't have to. But you know, you can. I'm not saying you don't have to, or you don't, or you can't. You're not allowed to. No, you're not allowed to anymore. We're gonna read it to you. You're not allowed to read it anymore.
The persecution has started.
17:12, and he that is 8 days old. Again, they're getting paid by the word. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child. That's weird. Every man child.
Like Mowgli in the Jungle Book.
Yeah. Oh, damn, that brings me back too many memories. every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money. Oh, damn. Of any stranger which is not of thy seed. Okay, thy seed. They're referring to sperm as seed. Brilliant. Okay, so basically, if you have a kid, and it's a male child, you have to wait till they're at least 8 years old to circumcise them. That's
8 years or days.
Eight days old.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if that's why they have to wait till the kid's 8 days old before they circumcise them, and because of this passage, I never really thought about it that much. Or it says, or if they're bought with money. So I guess that means that these kids are, you know, just more slavery. So yeah. You've bought a kid to be your slave, and if he's in your house, and even though you're going against his will, I guess he doesn't have any free will either because he's a slave. So he happens to have a penis, so cut the tip off of his dick too. Even if he doesn't want it, too bad.
I think that also is if it's an adult male, you buy an adult slave or an older person as a slave, they also have to be circumcised.
Can you imagine that conversation?
Hey, no,
I just bought
slaves.
You, but I know this is going to sound weird and all, seeing that I just bought you and all, but don't take this the wrong way, but I need you to pull down your pants because I need to look at your cock. Can you imagine that? Connie, put yourself in this position for just a minute. Could you imagine walking up to say, yeah, I need you to pull down your pants because I need to see your cock?
No.
And you know, the thing is, they wouldn't, of course, they would not allow a woman to do this. They would say, hey, they'd have the guy do it. And that's even weirder for me. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah, I pull on your pants, please. I need to see your wiener.
Well, I'm sorry. The entire conversation about circumcision and God's obsession with dicks and foreskins is, I don't see how it's not slightly homoerotic, and it just it comes off that
well,
way.
Well, it was. Like, well, at least he's moved on from the cows. I'm just saying. At least he's moved on from the cows. He had quite the obsession with the cows towards the beginning of the book. I'm just saying.
Everything that God says winds up sounding like he's punking someone.
It does. Hey, look what I made this guy do. I told him to go cut the top of his dick off. Oh, and he's doing it. Look, everybody. Hey, everybody, come over here. Look what I got him to do.
You do realize that's what God would be. God would be have that channel, that YouTube channel.
Yeah, this would be Candid Camera God Edition.
Exactly.
Look what I made him do. I told him to jump in the flames. They did it. Oh, my God.
Totally not safe for work.
yeah, definitely.
17:13. He that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant.
Okay, see, and he just repeats it. He just repeated what I just read. So if you're by somebody, then they're also a they have to cut. Yeah, you know, we just kind of mentioned that, but they're it's repeating. It's basically another repeating line.
And it's blood oath.
And it's a blood oath, yeah. What do you think? There's no blood down there?
Now, for all the times that Christians get all up in arms about satanic rites and how they're trying to, sacrifice or, make blood oaths about their children and stuff like that, that's what's right here. It's,
Yeah, this is a
it's
blood circumcision. This is
your
a blood
children and your
sacrifice.
children's children, and this is our oath.
Yeah, it's a blood. This is they have this thing with blood and death and things like that. It's a death cult, basically. This is the beginnings of a death cult. 17:14, and the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut from his people, and hath broken my covenant. So, if you don't get your son circumcised, or this guy doesn't want to get circumcised, excuse me. Oh, good grief! From eating all those foreskins. They come now in onion flavor. That was well timed. Unfortunately, it wasn't even timed. I didn't do that intentionally. They basically saying that if you don't get your if you don't get a little piece of your dick cut off, you can't be part of my special club.
Super secret club,
My super secret club. How are you going to know? Everybody's wearing pants. Who's walking around? It's like, yeah, I can't tell if anybody's circumcised here. Okay, everybody goes to the club. Everybody, pull down your pants. This is a circle
You gotta
jerk.
flash. You flash the bouncer to get in.
Yeah, there you go. Well, this is a circle jerk. It's a this is a circle jerk going on here.
Reach up under your robe and figure out whether or not you're part
Oh,
of our
and we
super,
just we
super
will and we're
secret.
not going to tell we're not going to just trust you. We got to feel it for ourselves.
He-Man Foreskin Haters Club.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. The He-Man Foreskin Haters Club. I could just see that on this on an episode of The Little Rascals.
Yeah, this week. Oh God, Buckwheat.
Buckwheat didn't broke my didn't bring didn't he's out of the club. He didn't get his foreskin cut off.
I
Oh,
got a
that's not
pickle.
racist at
I
all.
got a pickle. I got a pickle.
Oh my God. Oh, we're not racist at all, are we, Connie?
Oh no. Where were we?
17:15.
Thank you. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, oh, please don't tell me you're going to circumcise her. Oh, shoot. Okay. As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name, shall her name be.
So you get to
Sarah
change
shall
his
her name
name
be.
and her name because changing one letter makes all the difference. I'm not Sarai, I'm Sarah. It's a misprint on the birth certificate. I'm sorry. The doctor was high when I was born. He was been nipping at the bud, and like this, and he misspelled my name. So don't, and it's so easy to change an I into an H. Of course, this is an H in Hebrew. It's probably some weird lettering system thing that they've got over there. I don't read it, so I can't tell you. But it's like, why would changing the name be the only thing, the only reason I can see adding this line in there is to make it easier for the person who's writing it, who's actually copying it. It's like, I'm gonna add in this line and say, I don't like the name Sarai. I'm just gonna Sarah. Yeah, Sarah. Yeah, with an H. Yeah, I'm gonna add this extra line here. It's like, and now from now on, I don't have to write Sarai, which is giving me a hand cramp. I'm gonna write Sarah.
His sister.
The sister, yeah.
It's Abraham's sister.
Yeah. Seventeen sixteen, and I will bless her and give her three a son.
Oh, give thee.
Yeah, oh, give thee. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I said three.
That's okay.
I'll restart. I screwed up the line. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her. And she shall bear a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Oh, well, thank you for being so magnanimous. Now you're allowing the women to say, hey, that kid over there, I know I'm like living in the gutter and everything, but that's that guy, he's like the king now. Yeah, that's my son.
She gets to sit at the table and
beg for
not
scraps.
Apologize, I guess. Yeah.
She gets to beg. Yeah, stole some scraps down to the mother person down there. Yeah, okay.
17:17 Then Abraham fell upon his face. I thought he was already down there.
I thought he's all this time. I thought he's been on his face this whole time. Did he get back up? I get back down. You can't get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I fell down and can't get up again. Sorry.
Actually, that is a song about drinking.
It is.
Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear?
So, oh, my God. This line is so fucked up the way it's written. I'm just saying. Just say, hey, okay. The point of this whole line is, and it's poorly written, it's like, yeah, I'm like a really old guy, and she's like really old, that I'm going to have a kid. Okay, all right. Biologically, he could get another woman pregnant. He could get a woman pregnant. He could get a woman pregnant 5 minutes after he's fucking dead, actually. But the thing is here, when you're past 90 years old, or you're actually after past 40 years old, a woman should not get pregnant, or she's not supposed to get pregnant, because it's very dangerous for them if they did.
Especially since she hasn't had any children at all. Right. I was in my 40s when I had my last children, but I was, you know, I was still running a risk, but at the same time, yeah, she hasn't had any.
Yeah.
And, 90, I think it's really weird that he's laughing.
Yeah.
At this, and it's more like, yeah, well, she hasn't had anything yet, and she's way past her prime.
Way past her prime. Way past the prime. And it's basically an absurdity. This whole line is absurd because for biological reasons, you know.
Well, and I don't understand too, because it wasn't that many verses ago that God was saying, hey, yeah, you're going to have all of these kids. You're not going to be able to count them because of, you know, and all of that. And he didn't laugh then. I don't know why he's laughing now.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long, has it?
I don't know. Apparently, he's been on his face the whole time. I guess he lost track of time.
Yeah, well, God can't count either, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, he can't keep track. Well, he's omnipotent. All these days are like the past, the present. I've lost track of where anything is. I don't have an iPad yet.
Where's my iPad?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's right.
Yeah, 17:18. And Abram said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee.
Okay,
so now we're talking about Ishmael again. Didn't he already have Ishmael?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so he's had him twice now.
I don't know what this means either. 17:19, and God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Oh, I see. Abraham says, yeah, well, I've got this kid, Ishmael. You know, I thought that was the deal. And God says, yeah, no, your wife's going to bear a son.
Oh,
and
I see.
And this is his name. And guess what? That covenant thing, I'm going to talk about that again. Because that's not old. And
yeah.
And then when he's old enough to make babies, they're going to be blessed too. It's going to all be part of this as long as you snip the tip of your dick.
Right. And you know what? This is also a lie. This is also another lie. Because it says it's an everlasting covenant. So every time, God's a reused car salesman at this point. It's like, yeah, that junker over there, yeah, that'll last you the whole rest of your life.
Yeah, you'll be able to.
And I'll just pass it on to your next kid.
It'll
I'll
be
just
a
put a,
lawn ornament.
I'll slap a new coat of paint on it, and maybe put on a new tire or two, and then you got a whole brand new car there.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. And since people don't live forever, it can't be an everlasting covenant. It just cannot be.
No. No. Oh, yeah, inheritance, I guess.
Yeah. 1720. As for Ishmael, that bastard child. Sorry. As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Really? You've heard of Ishmael? I mean, you've only mentioned him like fucking four times.
I said an angel. I thought you got the memo.
I thought you got the memo, yeah. I have heard thee. Behold! Da-da-da! That's what you do when you say behold. It's like something you do at a magic trick. Behold! Look at that! Poof! Birds from my hands!
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, Rocky, let me pull a squirrel out of my hat. I have blessed him, and I will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he begat. Oh, that's going to be painful birth. And I will make him a great nation.
So
no, you can't
only,
make him a
only
great
princes, not kings.
No kings, just princes. And he can't be a nation. He'll never. And you can't be a nation. You can have a nation named after you, but you can't be a nation. I'm sorry. People are not living inside you.
At the best, you're a group.
At best, you're a group.
Family reunion.
Your family reunion, and you're just some face in a crowd, unless you're like sitting on top of the picnic tables, on top of the folding chair, holding a beer, going. And the Burger King hat going, hey, look at me, everybody. Yeah, no
this
one's looking at that.
This is such grandiose stuff. It's such congratulations,
yeah,
kind of thing. You know, propping up themselves to be this great thing. And, yeah, that's, no.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
So he says, yeah, I remember Ishmael. Yeah, I've already taken care of that, but in 1721. Mm-hmm. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year.
So next year you're going to have a kid.
Yep.
And I'm changing my mind. It's this covenant, which I said was everlasting, is not everlasting. I'm going to change the rules. I'm changing the rules of the game, everybody. I'm going to change my bond with this other person now. The other person who I had the covenant with, oh, that was yesterday's flavor. That was the flavor of yesterday.
Placeholder.
He's just a placeholder. Yeah, it's like, he was the flavor of the day. You know, I'm going to go with this other guy. So this guy, I don't want to say it's Madonna, but it's definitely one of those people who get married over and over and over again because they like getting married, you know. That they just like, I like getting married. I don't like to stay married, but I want to get married.
Well, we wouldn't have our Jerry Springer Bible if that didn't happen, I guess.
Yeah, they should just name this whole, rename this Bible. It's called Jerry Springer.
That's funny.
Let's see here.
22.
Thank you. I forgot where we left off.
No, that's fine.
1722. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham.
He didn't pay the tab.
Didn't pay the tab here. He left off talking with him. Hey, where are you going? God,
you know,
hey, God,
I
come
left
back
my
here.
Wallet
where,
in
I thought
my
we
other
done.
Robe.
Yeah, I thought we were done. We were done talking, God. Hey, come back. Hey. It's like a guy that just gets up and walks away in the middle of the conversation. I hate people like that. It's like you start. It's still the phone rings or something. Yeah, I can understand that. But it's like, yeah, and I'm going to take and what? Where are you going? Finish that thought. Taking what? What are you taking?
Yeah. Go get busy.
Yeah, go fuck somebody, please. You know, I like to watch.
17, give me something to watch when I get home. 1723, and Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money. Every male among them men Every male among the men of Abraham's house. Wow, that's very specific. And circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the self same day.
Ugh.
And God said, did he tell them why he was doing it? Or did he just gather, okay, all the male men as opposed to the feminine, not the effeminate men? I don't understand that.
I don't get this one either.
He just took him out back and started hacking away.
Oh.
Oh, my God. And God said unto him, okay.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay, all the guys? All right, everybody line up. All right, we're going to start with you, slave one. Take off your pants and wait in line and then go into this tent. And then you can come out. You can go out the back. And then you hear, what the hell is going on in there? I think he's getting a spanking. I don't know. He's got a tent in front of me. I can't see what he's doing.
There's rivers of blood running out.
Why is the sand? Why is the sand turning red with blood? I'm looking. Oh, what the hell is going on in there?
Oh, this is such a bad idea.
You think maybe we should take off? Because I don't think I'm liking what's going to happen here, man.
I mean, I understand the slaves could go anywhere, but at some point, you know.
Yeah. More stuff with slaves.
Ugh. Tie them down? What? Ugh. I can't imagine people just standing there.
No, I can't. No, I can't imagine there's like, they would have had a, hey, you'd have to fucking tie my ass down. I ain't sticking around. 1724, and Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. All you had to say, he was 99 years old and had he got part of his dick chopped off.
1725, and Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin.
Ooh.
You're not my real father.
You're not my daddy. You don't have a choice, son. Put your dick on a chopping block. We're going to take that little piece of flesh that you're finding so enjoyable, you've been rubbing on so nicely, and we're going to chop it off.
Make you think twice.
Make you think twice about touching that thing. 1726. And in the same day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael his son, which they just fucking, we just said. We just fucking said it. It's like, why? Again, with the repeating. You've already said this once. You don't need to keep saying it.
This is like that annoying friend who tells the same joke over and over. By the way, did you see that?
But, I have to stop myself. I knew people that I'd say this. It's like, oh, yeah, you told us that joke. Oh, yeah. I thought I didn't. Sorry. So I have to think about it's like, did I? All right, I know this joke. Did I tell you this joke? So I have to go with it a little bit. It's like, yeah, did I ever tell you about the joke that does this? Like, yeah, she did. Okay, I won't tell you it again. You know.
All right. 1727. And all the men of his house, born in the house and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him.
Again, it's another repeat.
Yep.
You've already repeated this back in 1723.
Yep. Awesome.
Why? I mean,
because God loves him some foreskin, and he loves to talk about it, and he loves the, I don't know, I don't know what they do with them afterwards.
Well, that's where the onion dip comes in, Connie. They put them in the, they start the boiling oil up, and they make, what is that, ring-dan-doos there, I guess. Calamari.
Yeah, that's why I really can't eat calamari, because all I can think of is how it.
Well, I don't think I've ever eaten calamari, but if it looks what I think it looks like, I ain't certainly not gonna touch it. It's like, you want to try some calamari? No, no, I am not. It's very good. I don't care. It looks like a goddamn ring. It looks like a goddamn circumcised dick circumcision. I'm not eating a dick circumcision. That's why I won't eat onion rings. I just will not. I refuse to eat onion rings.
See, we're not telling Ed whether or not these are onion rings or whether they're foreskins. Let's see if you can discover the difference.
Oh my
try some A1 sauce on that. That's really great.
That last onion ring was a little rubbery. I'm wondering why.
A1 makes everything better.
Yes, it does, actually.
God. Are we moving on to 18?
Yeah, we're going to move on to 18. We got about 5 minutes left.
All right, 18:1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre.
How I love you.
And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
I love me some memories. I'm just saying.
Memories. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Not that kind of memory.
Oh, you want a motorboat. Okay.
Yeah, I want a motorboat.
So Abraham's hanging out in the tent.
In the heat of the night. That's a TV show. In the heat of the night.
Would that actually help if you just cut your thing off?
Well, obviously God's not giving them fucking air conditioning. They have to sit on the goddamn tent door. It's like God, with all his wisdom and knowledge, didn't say, "Hey, Abram, this is what you need to do to make a." You need. I know it's hot out and everything, but this is what you need to do: make fucking air conditioning. Why couldn't we have started off the world with air conditioning and computers? I'm just saying, we could have started off the world off the right foot with this technology. No, you're going to make them cut off the pieces of their dick. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
See, we're not told how long this is either, if this is the same day or what, but I can't imagine any of those men wanting to get up or do anything after this. Nope.
Except for the slaves, they have to do their job regardless of how bad they feel that day. Unless they have women slaves, in which case the women slaves are on double duty. I have to wipe the master's ass. I don't usually do this because it's usually Hank's job, but Hank has had his dick, part of his dick cut off, and he's over there holding his balls all day for the next week because he can't fucking pee anymore.
That's going to burn when that happens.
18:2, and he lift his eyes up and looked. I would hope so. And lo, three men stood by him, wondering why his fucking face is on the ground. We'll say, did you lose your contact? We'll help you find it. Did you lose a did you drop something?
He's looking down where his foreskin used to be. I was so drunk.
That's a drunk day. Again. That's a drunk day. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground.
Oh, like, hell no, he didn't.
Oh, no, no, no.
He ran?
He ran to meet them, and then he's bowing. He looks up, sees three guys. Hey, buddies, let me get on my face as soon as I get to see you. Boom.
He's running with his legs spread, and he's holding a ice pack.
Yeah, well, they didn't have ice pack then. He's holding on to his dick, making sure it doesn't rub against his skirt or his loincloth or whatever the fuck they're wearing. The sarais, I guess. I don't know what those things are called. Maybe one of our listeners will write us and tell us what the fuck they're wearing at that time. Unfortunately, all right. If you want to, we could read one more, but we're right at the top of the. Of the hour here. So if you want to, well, that's all right. We'll just cut it off here. We'll come back at 18, okay. At 18:3. Yeah. if you would like to, get in touch with us, if you're on Twitter, we're at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. That again is ABANW podcast. If you would like to donate a couple dollars to the show, you can go over to patreon.com/ABANDNW. And we're also on Facebook at facebook.com/ABANDNW. I know we got a little bit of word salad going on there. Over at the blog post, you can find all the past episodes. That's over at abandnw.wordpress.com. That's abandnw.wordpress.com. You can also find the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes as well. Also, to be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And if you have any hate mail, love, male, or just say we're doing an awesome job or crappy job.
Just want to be friends.
Or just, we just want to be friends. Just just write us over at tatbanw, that's TATBANW at gmail.com. And please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes for us as well, or over on Stitcher or Spreaker. That'd be great as well. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.